I've always wanted to learn another language, but every time I try, it never sticks. So I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and it starts with simple words and phrases, and soon you're putting those words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. The app is really smart. It actually keeps track of the words I'm struggling with so I can practice them and get better. I chose Babbel because it was created by real language teachers. They built it around real life, how people actually communicate, and what they care about. I can't wait to use my new language skills in the real world. Dos cervezas, por favor.
With Babbel, get conversational in Spanish, French, German, and more. It just takes 10 to 15 minutes a day. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you need a new appliance now, the Home Depot has the appliance help you can count on. Download the Home Depot app or visit homedepot.com to search for savings on top brands like Samsung. With ratings and reviews to give you confidence, special buy savings, and free delivery, you'll get the appliances you need without even leaving home. The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Free delivery on purchases of $396 or more. Continental U.S. only.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Doctor's Log, Helldate 2020. Right now, health and medical industries are feeling the pressure of the COVID-19 outbreak. Doctors are feeling that pressure. Nurses are feeling that pressure. I'm definitely feeling that pressure. And so I wanted to capture some of this journey. It's a log of this scary adventure we're all on together. I'm Esther Chu, MD, and this is my doctor's log. Go subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Boy, things have gotten really weird.
Yeah, it almost seems like every day you don't know what to expect. So we are going to try and help get you through it.
I'm Charles Feldman.
And I'm Mike Simpson, and we're the hosts of the new podcast, Coronavirus Daily. We bring in some of the top experts all around the world to ask the questions that you have.
Because we are all in this together, and you know what? We are all going to survive this together.
Again, Coronavirus Daily on the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
It's almost been 4 weeks now, 3 or 4 weeks. That's why I think, and again, just my opinion, I hope I'm wrong, I think we're not going to have football in the fall because I don't think all of these university presidents are going to be comfortable bringing back all of their students from all over the world back on campus to do courses on campus in the fall. So if you can't have the students on campus in the fall, can't have the student athletes. Therefore, I think the season gets pushed back to the spring.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That's Brett McMurphy. That's back on April 23rd that he said that. And again, I think that we're changing. Information's coming out all the time, and we'll find out more about these things as they unfold. But pretty interesting, the NCAA Football Oversight Committee, David, suggested a six-week period before programs can return to play, according to Stadium, and that's where Brett McMurphy works. They still need approval by the NCAA's COVID-19 advisory panel, but the idea is if schools can return students to campus, then that will, you know, be 6 weeks before a season can start. So you you can just figure out if the students go in, and when they do, add another 6 weeks, and maybe that's the start of the college football season.
Well, I think that you continue to receive mixed messages, because I respect where Brett McMurphy's coming from, but I think then in the same news cycle, if you will, I mean, Mitch Daniels is at Purdue talking about how there is no lethal threat to his student community, and he's looking forward to welcoming back their 40,000 students in the fall for the fall semester, which would be in August. Nebraska has made similar statements and plans, and I think it just depends on where you are and how the university president, who is, you know, at that university and institution, views the pandemic and the recovery from it and the science that they're looking at. I don't know that it can be a case-by-case basis. I think at some point in time, that's where the lack of an oversight and the lack of a strong NCAA czar or commissioner is where this is going to be headed. When you don't have leadership, you don't have direction. And I don't know that these schools are getting any consistent, you know, consistent voice. So you're going to start to hear these kind of individual voices shouting in the wilderness, and everybody might be saying a different thing.
Yeah, I think that this is a microcosm of what's happening in the country in terms of individual states starting to kind of figure out if they can come back or not, and then you have different principalities trying to tell you to hold up and don't do this. And I know the governor of Florida was talking about how they've done such a good job with the COVID-19 cases, and as opposed to major cities where there are all sorts of issues, and throughout the state itself, they're doing better in their percentages. Does that calculate the number of college students that were on the beaches down there that presumably went back to whatever state they were from and perhaps spread the virus there? I mean, it's just crazy, some of the stuff you hear. I'm going back to this thing I read in the New York Times, the idea that at Oxford University they're working on a vaccine, because if they could get that out by September, then maybe everybody could get back to school and all sorts of good things could happen. I don't know, David. We're trying to operate on timetables that seem almost invented and oftentimes connected to weird holiday stuff. I don't know why, but that's just the hopefulness of getting back. And I think there's also people just getting tired of waiting it out.
Oh, right? Without question, there's a lot of pandemic fatigue out there, and that leads to frustration and sort of exasperation. But I think in terms of college sports, the one thing we can't agree on is that you cannot begin to think about a college sports season, whatever the sport, without there being college students on campus. So this idea that you're going to return to sports before the students are welcomed back to their respective campuses, and I don't think anybody expects that. What has been surprising, what you're describing is every school and every president and every municipality is going to have a different criteria that they're using to make their decisions. And that's going to be the problem, because what is true at Purdue might not be true at Penn State. What is true for Chicago might not be true in New York City or Illinois in California or Florida or Texas or Arizona. And that's what's difficult, because you have a national collegiate athletic association, national, and you're having regional realities that make it different for every conference and every, you know, the things that are true for the Pac-12, much different reality for the SEC or for the Atlantic Coast Conference. You know, that's going to be the things that are difficult to navigate and too early to tell.
And along those lines, David, because there's a hierarchy to college sports, no question about it, with the Power Five conferences, et cetera. The NCAA is on the verge of kind of abandoning nearly everything that was argued for in the O'Banion trial 6 years ago. In other words, allowing athletes to profit off their name, their image, their likeness. They had resisted that, and now they're having a change of, maybe just an acceptance that they can't control that anymore. But I wonder, doesn't that change
everything in terms of recruitment and who, if you're getting all sorts of value. This was the big argument. If you're getting all sorts of value from your name and your likeness and your, you know, you can go on a computer game or have a T-shirt, why wouldn't you go to a place that's going to be wildly successful and promote your brand?
Mully, that is the big story here. That is the headline within the headline. The headline on the NCAA release is that the NCAA has taken an unprecedented step to allow college athletes to be compensated for their name, image, and likeness. The subhead should be recruiting gone wild, because now you have so many different things to consider, and I don't know if I'm reading it right, but it seems like there are those possibilities that you just described, you know, and then it becomes, what are you selling? You know, and what are you, how are you luring these athletes to your campus based on what? It certainly isn't because you can major in criminology or because of the law school or whatever it is, or because of the beautiful lakes or the beautiful scenery. It'll be because, you know what, we can get you this side deal that you can make a ton of dough and also come play quarterback for us right away. I mean, these are the kinds of things that you open the door to. Now, that said, I think the student athletes should have every right to make as much money as possible, because you look at the money the schools make off their, you know, performances and just them being there. So I think this is an idea whose time has come, and it's long overdue.
Oh, it's long overdue. And I mean, as we have sat here and discussed how important the NCAA tournament is to everybody as it was canceled, and then the fact that, and it's a fact, that, oh my God, you can't lose college football, because how are you going to support all these programs? If you don't have the money coming in, you're not going to have all your programs up and running. And so we've already seen some schools cancel programs or you know, with the scholarships, not offer them to the spring athletes, even though you could do that if you wanted to. It is fascinating to understand the economics of it once it's taken away. And you look at the players, and they're the ones that aren't compensated, right? We know the coaches make a lot of money. We know there are shoe deals, and there are all sorts of you know, gear deals and everything else. But the players themselves haven't been able to profit from that, other than the obvious profit of a free education, which is a very expensive thing these days, but nothing like the amount of money that we're talking about.
You're right. I mean, that's why it's almost crazy, Mully, that it has taken this long to get this far in that discussion, because, you know, why are these programs standing to lose so much cash and so much revenue based on the absence of a college football season, based on the absence of March Madness? Well, it's because of the product. And who supplies the product? The players, the student athletes, in quotes, air quotes. And that hyphen, you know, student hyphen athlete, basically performer / entertainer. That's what it's more like sometimes. And so, yeah, good for them. I'm for this. I think, yeah, the free education for the majority of student athletes, that's true to the idea. But there's a small percentage, the exception maybe to the rule, these people, these players are worth every bit, every penny they can make, because they are there because they have unique skill sets that these schools have been taken advantage of for too long.
Yeah, and again, you know, if we're talking about a level playing field, you know, I don't know that that's possible if you do that, and yet I'm with you. You kind of have to do it. It's a real dilemma. All right, we want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
That means a lot to us. Our thanks to our guy, Dustin Rhodes.
He's quite a guy and quite a character.
He is. And our thanks to Kevbo.
Boy, is he a handsome young man or what?
Boy, Hawk knows what he's talking about. And Ray, bless you, Ray. Ray does everything. God bless you, Ray.
Handled it like a champ. That's how you do it right there.
All right, David, have yourself a great day. Look forward to tomorrow.
Have a good day, Mully. Stay safe.
All right, buddy. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
If it is to be said, so it be. So it is.
The Dan Bernstein Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon.
Talking about the Last Dance documentary with Will Perdue.
Once he started dating Madonna is when he really changed. And Madonna used to always tell him, bad press is better than no press. That's when the new Dennis Rodman appeared. And, of course, we all see what happened once he got to Chicago.
Dan Bernstein, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
That segment was brought to you by Downtown Evanston. Visit downtownevanston.org to support Evanston businesses.
I've always wanted to learn another language, but every time I try, it never sticks. So I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and it starts with simple words and phrases, and soon you're putting those words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. The app is really smart. It actually keeps track of the words I'm struggling with so I can practice them and get better. I chose Babbel because it was created by real language teachers. They built it around real life, how people actually communicate, and what they care about. I can't wait to use my new language skills in the real world. Dos cervezas, por favor.
With Babbel, get conversational in Spanish, French, German, and more. It just takes 10 to 15 minutes a day. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doctor's Log, Helldate 2020. Right now, health and medical industries are feeling the pressure of the COVID-19 outbreak. Doctors are feeling that pressure. Nurses are feeling that pressure. I'm definitely feeling that pressure. And so I wanted to capture some of this journey. It's a log of this scary adventure we're all on together. I'm Esther Chu, MD, and this is my doctor's log. Go subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
We're all in uncharted territory, looking for ways to support our communities. At Dell Technologies, we're making sure small businesses have the right tech solutions. Dell Technologies advisors are here for you, from helping small businesses stay connected and productive while working remotely with Windows 10 and Microsoft Teams, to rapidly deploying remote work solutions that limit upfront costs with Dell Financial Services. We're standing by you every step of the way. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hey, it's Molly here, and during these unprecedented times, stay connected with 670 The Score. Here's a simple thing you can do to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. The Score reminds you, sanitize high-touch surfaces and avoid touching your face with unwashed hands. Remember to wave or elbow bump instead of shaking hands. Maintain at least 6 feet from others when possible. The Score is here for you. We're always live and local. Just tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score from radio.com. The Score is helping Chicago stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stay connected.
News is constantly changing. For regular updates on the coronavirus and local efforts to stop the spread, turn to WBBM News Radio 105.9 FM any time of the day or night, or search for WBBM News Radio on radio.com.
Score overnights with Les Grobstein.
Let's go to our buddy Belmont Mike.
Maybe they're truck drivers. Maybe they got, you know, graveyard shift jobs. How reassuring and comforting it's been, Les, to be able to put on the Score in the middle of the night and just listen to you. And they don't even have to participate, that you're here so we can enjoy intelligent sports conversation.
It's my pleasure to be able to do this.
Score overnights with a Grobber on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com station. The need for blood is constant, and sometimes that need becomes critical. From accident victims and cancer patients to premature babies and those with blood disorders, hospital patients rely on all of us to make sure that blood is on the shelves